you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes. I received a letter for a business loan.
Okay. Yes. I can help you with that. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
Yes, sir. 2311.
Okay. Hold on one sec here. I just got to pull up the screen real quickly. Okay. Could you repeat that first part, please?
2311.
2311. Okay.
3901.
3901. Okay.
0011.
Okay.
8788.
Okay. Hold on one second here, please. I'll pull up your file. And with Teddy's transport service?
That's me, correct.
Excellent. Teddy's, yeah. Still pulling up the screen here, one second. And your first name is?
Sean.
Is it S-H-A-W-N or S-H or S-E-A-N?
It's actually spelled different. It's spelled S-H-A-N.
S-H-A-N.
But it's pronounced Sean.
Uh-huh. Okay, no problem. And what's the best number to reach you in case we get disconnected?
Area code 843-495. 1356.
1356. Okay.
Correct.
Great. So what you received was a letter for funding. If you just please let me know what you're looking to do. We have multiple programs. I'll see if we can find one that'll fit you and help you do what you're looking to do. What were you looking to do?
Okay. Give me a little general idea where you're going. You know, when you say looking to do.
Okay, were you looking to bring on some capital, or are you looking for the business, to grow the business, or are you looking to bring on some equipment, or what were your plans?
Equipment is one thing. I need to upgrade I need to get a couple more things as far as equipment-wise.
Okay.
Which will help my company grow.
Excellent. Excellent. Were there specific pieces of equipment that you're looking at?
I have a trailer I need to get.
Okay.
Which, you know, is a larger trailer than what I'm carrying now, and it would definitely help me out a whole lot.
Would this be a new or a used trailer?
Brand new trailer. It'll be a new trailer.
Okay. Excellent. Is there a price range in that?
Trailer's running about $12,500 for the trailer, somewhere between $11,000 to $12,500. Got a few. I priced one, and you know it got a few things that need to that comes with it, and I think it'll probably run the final bill up to about $12,500.
$12,500. Okay. Let me take a step back. So, what exactly do you guys do over there?
I'm transporting.
Okay. Okay.
Freight. Like freight, freight. The larger trailer would also help me get involved with the cars, so I will actually be doing cars and freight.
Cars so and freight? Trailer. Okay. Will you be going across state lines often?
Of course. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. And then how long have you been in business?
Actually, since September of last year.
Okay. It's relatively new. September last year. Sounds good. And then you said you're looking at the trailer. Was there any other items that you guys were looking at as well?
Yeah, it's just different, straps and other little things. I can't think of it right off the top of my head.
Okay.
I'll say maybe, just like I say, to keep me going and well, kind of get me to kind of do a little better than what I'm doing now and upgrade a little more.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably say roughly maybe around 20 to 25,000 should pretty much cover everything I need to do.
Okay, excellent. And then what kind of return do you think that you're going to get by bringing on this new trailer and these other items?
Right now, I gross anyway from, you know, like it depends on, you know, every week is different. I could gross in a way from, let's say, 36 on a bad week to probably 52 to 55 on a good week.
Wow.
I think that, no, not 100 now.
Gotcha.
My bad. I'm sorry. I know I didn't say it right, but yeah.
No, I got you though.
And with the larger trailer, I think that could put me in the ballpark of 55 to maybe 85 or 9 per month.
Nice.
You know, that's how much different. Yeah, that's how much different the trailer upgrade can make.
So that's substantial. I mean, that's close to over the course of a year. That's almost $100,000 there.
Oh yeah.
Nice. So that's definitely sounds like something that you might want to bring on there. So were you looking at capital as well, or just the equipment?
Well,
anything for operational costs or?
Yeah, you know, I have a little, you're talking about as far as my fuel and different little stuff like that.
Yeah, if you wanted to, you know, maybe any sort of inventory or, you know, payroll, things of that nature.
Well, I'm driver / owner, so
okay.
I don't have to pay out anything, so that's a plus.
Nice, absolutely.
Yeah, everything stays in house.
Yeah, it cuts out on the overhead.
Yeah, I would like to set up a business office, you know, with like a building or whatever.
Sure.
But, that'll probably be far up down the road. I don't want to, you know, I like to get the trailer and stuff
and get
really, really bumping, and then start looking to upgrade more of a something in that nature.
Yeah, you know, that makes perfect sense, too.
Now, if I was to ask for anything more than what I just said from the 20 to 25, I wouldn't say more than maybe 10 more. You know, maybe it'll put me around 30 to 35 ballpark.
Okay.
You know, and that would be plenty for me, you know what I mean, to kind of get it the way I needed to get it going. And if...
Absolutely.
You know, if the trailer, you know, works like I think it's going to work, which I'm pretty sure it is, then if, you know, when I start want to get to the building part of it, then I can get back with you then and then go for the little more or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
That sounds like a plan to me. Well, let me tell you a little bit about our equipment financing program, you know, see if it'd be a good fit for you. Terms go from 2 to 5 years. Normally, there's no down payment, so it's just usually a first, sometimes a last month's payment. We deal with all credit tiers A through D. So credit, how would you rate your credit? Is it good, fair, less than fair?
My credit's pretty good.
Excellent. Okay, so that's a non-issue there. So again, 2 to 5 year terms, no down payment required, usually just a first and a last. You know, we could cover soft cost of the equipment up to 125% of the vehicle itself. You know, we work pretty quickly here. It's a very simple process as far as seeing what we could do for you. You know, we have a one-page application. We need to look at some bank statements and a tax return, and then obviously an invoice for the vehicle. And once I receive that information, I could process it, get it over to our underwriting department, and we can come back with an offer for you inside of 48 hours. If you like what we have to say, you know, get the ball rolling for you and, you know, get that equipment for you inside another 48 hours. So it's a really quick process.
All right, I got an application here, so you need me to fill out this application.
Yeah, you know what, and I'd like to shoot you an email of a couple other items that we need to look at as well. What's a good email address for you?
Ted18Lakers.
Nice, Laker fan too.
Yeah, I'm a Laker fan. That'll be 2DZOTEDD.
Nice.
Okay. 18Lakers@AOL.com.
AOL.com. God, they were a mess last year. I was really tough to watch them for me.
We didn't get the first pick. We got the second pick. I was hoping we could get that first pick so we could.
I wanted to grab. Yeah, I wanted to grab Simmons. I wanted them to grab Simmons still.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm hoping he refused Philly so we can get him.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I was reading that he wants to go to Lakers because it'll be better for his shoe contract.
Shoe contract, marketing, and everything. Yeah, and that's why I said I think we got a chance to get him, man. You know, I think we really got a chance at him for that reason.
Yeah, you know what, though? I think that would still, even with him, it's going to be such a young team that I wouldn't expect a whole lot from him next year, but maybe the year after that, you know, maybe he might be able to make a run for the playoffs.
That's right. That's right. That's true. I'm
hoping at least.
I'm hoping so. I mean, I'm hoping so. Like you say, it's such a young team, and I think we don't went so far being young. I think they might as well play it on out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the way that with the Golden State and Cleveland and, you know, and OKC and San Antonio, it'll be hard to beat those teams right now with putting money in one superstar, you know?
Yeah, did you watch that game last night? Golden State just looked unbeatable. That was crazy.
Oh, yeah, they did, yeah. Yeah, they did last night, yeah.
I wouldn't want to touch them.
I don't know if I know, right? Yeah, it'd be horrible, right? I'm wondering if OKC can win another game.
I don't know. And the scary thing, too, is that Cleveland game the other night, they looked pretty unstoppable, too. The Cleveland Golden State final is going to be great.
Yeah, I think that's what everybody's waiting on to see, too.
Yeah, and that one, I don't know how to call it. I think it's going to go 7, and it could go either way.
Yeah, it can. That's true. I don't see Toronto getting a game. I don't see it at all.
No. No, I don't see Toronto doing a whole lot more. I think they're outclassed and just too much talent.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. Hey, so Sean, I never got your last name there.
Tedder, Tedder.
Okay. So what I'm going to do...
Okay, when you say I didn't understand what you were saying something about you won't need a down payment. And you need the first and last or something. I'm trying to. Okay, you lost me on that part. Okay, where are we at on that?
Okay, so with our equipment financing, there's no down payment required. It's normally just a first month payment, sometimes a last month's payment. So we're not going to need a percentage of the cost of the equipment put down for that vehicle. That's a lot different than a lot of your other finance options out there. They require, a percentage of the cost of the vehicle, like 10, 20% of that. We don't require any of that, just a one-month payment, basically.
Okay, and what are your percentage rate as far as on the loan?
So the rates start in the low single digits, right around 4.5%, and they can go up from there.
Oh,
we do need,
good.
Yeah, we need to take a look at credit, it's okay that you're a startup. We do work with startups. And we just like to see there's a little bit of cash flow happening so the payments won't be a burden on the business as well. So we do need to
I'm sorry. I mean to cut you off.
Oh, no worries. We need to take a look at some business bank statements.
Bank statements. Okay.
Yeah.
We need like a check stub or something like that.
No. So what I could do is I could shoot you out an email. You said that you do have the application?
Yes, I do have an application right here.
Okay. Well, then I'll send you out a list of the other items that we would need. And it's just a couple other things, some bank statements, the first couple pages of your tax return, and then when you can get an invoice for the vehicle, the trailer that you're looking for, we would need that as well. And then I can get it to underwriting where we can process everything and make an offer for you.
Okay. And then y'all would just like cut them a check straight out? Y'all cut?
Yeah. Exactly. We will pay the vendor, and then we work out. It's probably gonna be closer, I would say, to 60 months. So it'd be work out a payment schedule with you, and then that was that. We'd pay the vendor, and then you can go pick up your equipment, and then start making that money.
Okay, and that would y'all would send them like if it was a 12-5, y'all would send them a check for 12-5.
Exactly. We would wire them. The funds, and they have that in their account. They go, you go pick up your trailer, and then you would start paying us back for that trailer.
Okay, and then now if I was to do like if I was got approved for 25, then the other 12 that would go into my account, or how would that go?
So if you if it's 25 total for those other items, we just need to see invoices for that, and then we can approve for that total. And if you wanted to do some working capital on the side, that would be another application, and we can do that as well for you. But would you like to just... Yeah, the working capital is a little different from our traditional loans, and they're based off of the sales of the business. And based off of that, we can lend up to 15% of the gross annual sales you did last year. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can start working on that, but work on getting you that trailer first.
Right.
And then see how we work, and if you like what we do, then we can continue working together, and we'll get you those other items that you're looking for.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. Do you while I have you on the phone, do you have any other questions for me, or any concerns, or anything?
No, I think that should be about it. I think that should be cool right there.
Okay.
That should be all good.
Sounds good. So, Sean, I'm going to put together an email for you. I'll shoot it over to you about 10, 15 minutes. I'll attach another application on there just in case you can't open up the other one. And then, a list of the other things we'll need. And as soon as you can get that back to me, I'll start working on your file.
Great. All right.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to meet you and talk with you today. I always like talking with fellow Laker fans.
Oh yeah, man. I feel much, like you say, I feel much better if we can land Ben Simmons. They like the ball from Duke too, but I think Ben Simmons fits us perfect.
Me too. Is that guy from Duke? Is he a center? Is he close to a 7-footer? Because we do need a big man.
He's 6'9" or 6'10", man, but he's only like about 200 pounds.
So he can still get thrown around a little bit. We need someone with some bulk, you know.
You got to compare more like a Durant type. Now he got good. He's a better shooter than Simmons, but mm-hmm. Simmons got a better all around game, man. He's just all around player.
Oh, he's a better passer. He's just got good vision, you know, all that stuff.
Right. Exactly.
Hey, but Ted, I won't keep you any longer. I'm going to get you this email. I'm sorry, Sean, I'll get this email out to you, and then we'll just go from there.
All right, appreciate it.
No problem. Have a wonderful afternoon.
You do the same, man.
All right, take care.
Yeah.